Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Everyone ready?
Ready! Yeah.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Helen. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, night.
Good day.
Happy British summertime.
Yes! It's here, finally.
I've got BST lag, mate. I had to get up an hour earlier, effectively, for work this morning.
I did an early start yesterday. And I'm so thrilled it wasn't today for that exact reason, because it was already hard enough. Because I never adjust my bedtime when I have a single early start.
I am aware of this. Yes,
get up at 5:30 on Saturday morning.
What for?
I was doing five live, wasn't I, on Saturday morning? I drove into. Do you know this place? London, Central London.
Central. Oh
rings
yeah,
a bell,
with all
it?
The place with all the empty shops.
Yeah, I literally drove through. It was mad. I drove through Piccadilly Circus. There was no one around. It was not wow. Like Piccadilly Circus.
I had, for a long time, had a prolonged sort of distraction. What will London look like when the apocalypse comes? Because one day there's going to be no one in London. For whatever reason, that is going to happen. Like, hopefully, not for thousands of years. And then, sure enough, lo and behold, it's happened. And it turns out it's just a bit depressing. It's just a bit of an anticlimax. As the apocalypse goes, quite anticlimactic.
Well, it turns out what I like about London is that there's loads of stuff to do in it and loads of people
yes.
around.
I've had to question my misanthropic tendencies during lockdown, because initially, we all had this, didn't we? And we discussed this a lot, see above, how wonderful it was to clear out our diaries and just sort of revel in the nothingness. And actually, now I'm like, oh no, I quite like crowds again, maybe?
Do you think maybe you just always like what you haven't got?
Yes.
Sorry, is that too deep a question to ask you on a Sunday morning?
No, I think that is a good Sunday morning question. You know, it's an appropriate Sunday morning question. I had it the other day. I went to get my mum from Wales. She bubbled up with us. And driving out of London for the first time in a year, I thought I was going to be really excited to see, you know, your friend of mine, Motorway 4.
The Motorway 4, yeah.
The Motorway 4. And I genuinely thought it'd be like, and I cannot emphasise this enough. It was like, it was only about an hour since I last did it. You just kind of go, your brain just goes, yeah, we're doing this again. There was not even a glimmer of, oh, look at that countryside. Oh my God, look at hills and space and, oh, look at that bridge. Nothing. No, I thought there would be a renewed childlike innocence.
Yeah, see, I've got that where, because my best mate Claire lives in Devon and I'm planning on, once we're allowed to, I can't remember, I don't know what bloody deadline is what these days, no. But when I'm allowed to go and do a staycation, I was like, I'll drive to, and it's 4 odd hours, isn't it? It's too long.
Yeah.
But my brain was like, oh, but it'll be, what a 4 hours it'll be. Mm. I'll take in the world. And I think you're right. I'll get halfway around the M25 and go, oh, fuck this.
Fuck this shit.
this is why I get the train normally and I'm asleep.
I think I'm just going to predict the next zeitgeist, guys, here on Cabin Fever exclusively. The next zeitgeist is going to be, oh, fuck this shit. Yeah. Just 2021-22 is going to be all about going, it's not that good. It's not that good. Although, Dave, we should have a long discussion if you are driving there, because Dave and I both have electric cars. What is your favourite electric charging station? Where will you be using it? Because that was the best bit about going to see my mum, was not hugging my mum for the first time in the year, but working out whereabouts the Ionity charging station was just off the M4 and using that.
Oh, yeah, Chippenham, yeah?
Chippenham, mate.
Chippenham.
That's where it is, isn't it?
Just before Lee Delamere.
Yeah, absolutely. There's one just outside Exeter, which is the one I will use for when I get down to Devon.
Big shout out to Ionity. Huge fan of your charging stations.
Oh, yes. Rapid charging. If you'd like to rapid sponsor this podcast as well, absolutely be thrilled with that.
Oh, that'd be so nice. That'd be so nice.
Talking of cars, actually, that's the theme of today's show, right?
Yeah.
Because Helen texted us earlier in the week saying, I'd like some car advice. So, we thought we'd do a little set. So, Tom, have you got some music to hand we can actually do this properly?
One second. Hang on. Here we go.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, earlier in the week, Helen asked for some car advice. So Helen's thinking about getting a car. She's asked us as the experts in the electric car genre. I say the experts in this podcast, not in the world. As soon as you get outside this podcast, we're not the experts.
I'm disappointed you're not still doing a sort of Clarkson-esque thing.
I was genuinely a bit taken aback with how sort of almost good
Helen
it was.
Helen Monk decides she wants to buy an iPad on wheels.
Yeah, I'll absolutely level with you. I stopped because it was a fluke and I thought the longer you go on, the more you risk it falling away and people thinking you're not talented. So that's what it is.
Welcome to my career. I was doing an accidental Clarkson in about 2004. So Helen,
tell us everything you need to know about what you'd like from us and all the questions you'd like us to answer about electric cars.
I'm afraid I've changed my mind and I'm not going to get an electric car.
Play the music. And on that bombshell.
Next week. Helen gets sacked.
Hang on, is that, we've got the music and everything. Is that it?
I've done a government U-turn. I'm so sorry. I did a bit of Googling. I got really convinced. I had it in my basket online. The Renault Zoe.
You put a Renault Zoe in the basket?
In the basket. I've had a man calling me today saying, we've got you in the basket. We want to know if you still want to buy the car. And I'm just ghosting him. But it's a lot of money and I do have a car that works and I don't drive it very much at all. And then basically I did a big calculator of my carbon footprint and I'm okay in every other aspect of my life. So I just thought,
well, you've got no kids and you're a vegan, so you can go and buy yourself a Land Rover, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But thank you for the enthusiasm. And at some point I will definitely come back to you.
Well, hang on. No, I'm not letting this get shut down. Can you just ask us some hypothetical questions anyway? Because Dave and I, this is one of the few things we actually know shit about.
Yeah, that's the most... I've actually done a little bit of rudimentary research just in case you're asking some questions. And
Dave's
we got some music.
Hang on. So I've got music. Dave's done research, which is more prep Dave has done for this podcast since he made the theme tune. That's literally the most he's done. And now you're shutting it down.
I've thrown it in your faces. I'm so sorry. And I'm really touched. I'm so touched. Well, okay. Shall I ask you some hypothetical questions?
Yeah.
I'm genuinely sulking if you don't.
This is what I wanted to know about the Renault Zoe.
Yeah.
It's A, how you pronounce it.
How to pronounce Renault, yeah. There you go. Got it in one. Renault. That's what I'm after.
Renault Zoe. Here are my questions, genuinely.
Yeah.
How long can I leave it sat without driving it before it breaks? So if I filled it up with electricity and then I left it for 3 months, would it be all right?
Well, that's a good question. Pretty much, yes. Pretty much, yes.
Oh, it wouldn't run out of juice. It would just stay fully juice.
We got a new one about early January, Dave. Was that when we subscribed to this new one? When did we get? And I didn't charge it for 2 months. And I just used it and 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 used it. And it just went down.
Gosh.
And it got down to about 60 miles left on the thing from 300. So I think 3 months you'll be fine. And that was also when it was incredibly cold, because cold weather's batteries hate cold weather.
Yes, I've read that.
But I think the Zoe will be like the one we've got, in that it will be fine. I know that the Tesla has issues because the Tesla is constantly sort of on the mainframe. It's constantly doing stuff. It's like there's a phone element to it. It's constantly receiving data and things like that.
So it's like using it for other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the general gist is it would lose probably a few percent of battery every month from as I understand it. So it would be fine for probably a good 6 months.
But ultimately, the answer to the question that Dave and I really want to give you is not sure.
No expert advice here, but you know.
Yeah.
Okay, my other question is, in fact, it's twofold. How long does it take to charge?
Great question.
And then how long does it take to run out of charge?
Great questions, both of them. Very, very, very good
questions.
For
this non-existent car that I'm definitely not going to get,
Well, the how long it takes to charge depends how much battery it has at the point at which you charge it. So it's advisable with an electric car to do top-up charging most of the time rather than, like they say with a phone, sort of let it run down and then go again. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you can get away with sort of charging it for, half an hour, 45 minutes at a pop if you do it before it drops below 50%. So, you know, always just keep it topping up. It'll last the Zoe. What's the Zoe range, Tom, from memory? Do you remember? Is it
two,
about 100?
No, oh, yeah, it's about 200. Yeah, 220, I think it is. But that's real world, Dave. What we're talking, 170. I mean, we've just turned into a different podcast. I'm loving this.
I'm really enjoying
much,
it.
It's a much better listen. Yeah, real world's about 170, I reckon.
170, 180, something like that. Yeah. Like that,
right? Where's that from my house? Where would I get to?
Oh, great question. So
where are we on the Peebles scale?
On the Peebles scale? Yeah. That's a good show, isn't it?
London
to Peebles. Get my Google Maps up. This is, I mean, I hadn't prepared a radius of your house. Miles radius from location map. I bet there's an app that does this.
I mean, you'll get...
Draw a circle with a radius on a map. Oh, this is so
great. Oh, my God, great.
All right, Helen, give me a postcode. I will bleep it.
S...
Yeah.
Do come round, stalkers.
Happy to help.
And we're saying 170. I'm going to give it 175 miles.
Oh, let's guess, Helen. Let's try and guess.
Okay, Bristol.
Oh, you're much further than Bristol. Way further than Bristol. You'd get to Exeter, I reckon. And if you're going north, you'd probably get to about, I reckon, probably Sheffield. A bit further than Sheffield, maybe.
Wow.
Well, here's some exciting news, guys. So, going north, 175 miles from your house, Helen, you could get to north of Hull. You can get to Leeds, you get to the North York Moors, just about.
Yeah.
Stop.
Going west, you could get to Swansea, you could get to Exeter.
Yeah.
And here's a real crux, Monksy.
France.
You could get to Rouen in France.
And you could probably, I think they're going to introduce a thing where you can charge your car while you're on the train going in through the Channel Tunnel. It's so good.
Oh my gosh, I'm about to 380 my 180.
Oh,
wait, what is
come
it,
on, Dave. I feel like we're closing a deal here, mate. We're closing the deal.
Yeah.
The other thing which is so good, which I've done a couple of times now, is when you turn up at a speedy charging station like the Ionity one, and say you've got down to like 20-30% on your battery. There's not much. There's like maybe 30 or 40 or 50 miles left. You stick it on and you go off, have a look in WH Smith's, have yourself to a wee, maybe get yourself a latte, come back, have a check of your phone, and you've gone up almost 80%. It takes about half an hour just to go zhunk and put on about 150 miles. It's really
quick. Here is my next question.
Great stuff.
Gosh, this is a boring episode for anyone that's not interested in electric cars.
Yeah, it really is.
So how do you pay for your charging stations? Do you have to subscribe to a monthly situation, or can you pay as you go?
Yeah, you can do all sorts. You can pay as you go because it's all contactless, so you can just pay with a contactless card. But the best thing to do is to sign up, isn't it, Dave? You can subscribe to various.
Yeah, they've all got various. It's like getting a bloody phone charging thing. You know, you just have to look at all the various ones, choose your favourite network, work out what's knocking about, got the best. And yeah, they all have some sort of deal, don't they? Where you get it cheaper by doing a monthly fee and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, it's a thrill as well. There's nothing more exciting. My brother's driving my car at the moment, Dave, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah, he's been added as a driver. So he owes our company £9.99.
He really does.
And he's texting me obsessively what percentage he's on. It's ridiculous how addictive it is.
Where's he going in it?
Taking Sally Price home.
Ah, I see. Yeah.
He's probably at an Ionity station as we speak.
What percentage is he on now?
Well, I can tell you. He said, I've got down to 32 and I've just gone up to 75.
Oh. So he's just been
out. That's
very
satisfying.
Right, look, let's draw the line under the...
Why, Dave? Why would we draw the line? Why? I think there's more chat to be had here. This could go on forever.
I just feel like we need to go back to a normal service, which is, ironically, much less prepared chat.
Okay, well, listen, let's draw a line under this. Let's take a break, right, and advertise some other products apart from electric cars, although electric cars are available, and there's more and more charging stations every day across the UK. And then we'll come back and actually get on with some proper nonsense, yeah?
Yeah,
and
all
thank
the best.
You for your research. Thank I appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, I worked very hard on that.
Hi, I'm Yasmin Akram, letting all of you know that myself and my friend Philippa Dunn and I have released the second series of our podcast, We Heart Worry. Join us for hard-hitting discussions on flashing your neighbours accidentally, looking after a child's pet when they go away, and of course, that most universal of worries, a strong fear of chicken. That's We Heart Worry. Find us where you find good podcasts.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga.
flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So, is it time for the WhatsApp agenda? The what's agenda?
What's agenda? Agenda? What's agenda with you? Does it work?
Yeah, it's quite nice. Oh, by the way, we've got to say a big hello to everyone on Twitter. Lots of people have been messaging us on Twitter this week. Specifically, well, there's a couple of messages, Dave. This is one from Jeanette on March the 22nd. She tweeted us, there's a pina colada Baileys coming out.
Yeah.
Could you guys taste it for the nation? That's Dave and Tom, tasting it for the nation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely sold. Yeah, let's order one each. And let's do the taste test. It's been a while since we did a taste test of Baileys on this podcast, hasn't it?
Can you come in on that? Helen, are you a Baileys fan or not?
I'm really sorry to be that guy. I'm just going to have to check if it's vegan.
Vegan, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
There is a vegan Baileys. I can tell you that for free. I just don't think the novelty variations have vegan options yet.
I could try and make my own, though, like I did last time with oat milk and pineapple or whatever.
Sounds like a disaster waiting to
happen. In which case, do it. Please do it. Or just go
I should
see.
Say, by the way, on the subject of Twitter, I've basically come off Twitter, and I realised, because I went on it for the first time the other day, that I've had loads of messages and people sort of tagging me and things. So if it appears that I'm being rude at any point, I'm not. I'm just not on Twitter really anymore. Mm. Sorry about that.
What you're saying is you're free. You're free.
Yeah, I feel completely liberated. And then when I did go on it on Thursday, I think it was, I spent about 2 hours on it, just scrolling through stuff I didn't need to. I remembered why I was off it.
I've got to say, I uninstalled it from my phone this week, not out of choice, out of lack of storage on my phone, and it's been great. Isn't it good? Just a bit of a detox.
Yeah, it's the worst of all of the ones, isn't it? Mm. I don't mind. I'm still looking about on Instagram because it's mainly just pictures of people's dogs.
Dog Instagram is the place to be. That is the safe space. It's true. It is largely bollocks, but it's a great opportunity for Ben to tweet us, pointing out a video of a year to the day since Elton John looking like a tuba baba. Don't forget, everyone, I'm Jill Dando. We're all Jill Dando, mate. We're all Jill Dando. So, you know, you're right. Twitter is a bin of your hopes, ambitions and time, but you can find out it's a year to the day since Elton John sung a song badly.
No, do you know what? In all seriousness, there's a lot of lovely stuff. And actually, the sort of Cabin Fever community all
very
chatting
nice
to us and chatting to each other and has been really nice to watch. And I will dip in every now and then. But just this is just my, disclaimer in case it seems like I'm just ignoring you all. I'm not. I'm sorry. I will. Okay. I will get around to it every now and then.
All right, fine. So should we do the what's agenda now?
Well, it started on Tuesday, Tom, with pina colada Baileys. So that's ticked off the list.
Oh, it was on there. Great news. Great news. Yeah, are we going to buy it? Should we get it now? Should we get that done? Pina colada?
Oh, yeah.
Is it out? Let's have a look, shall we?
See if it's on Amazon.
Colada Baileys. Pina colada Baileys is not yet on Amazon. Oh, no, it is. Oh, no, hang on. No, that's just normal. That's normal Baileys. Normal Baileys.
Oh, my gosh. This is a roller
coaster. Hang on. Dave. Baileys apple pie.
Yes. Now, we discovered this, didn't we, over Christmas, and we've not tried that yet. Should we start with that one whilst we wait for the pina colada one?
It's very, very expensive.
Yeah, I think that's why we didn't try it last
time. It's £30.99, which means it's £30,000 per litre.
Well, that can't be too much, isn't it?
So I might.
Could you get one bottle and then decant half and post the other half?
To the other person. Shit, guys, I've just
found.
Well,
do you know what we could?
What?
Go on.
Well, there's Baileys salted caramel.
Well, here's my suggestion, actually. In the coming weeks, guys, we could theoretically do this podcast in one of our private gardens all together.
Ooh.
or the public space. But you remember when we did it at the pub ages ago, Tom? In last lockdown.
Yeah, lift. Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's when I ran away before people started paying for the drinks.
We paid the bill. So yeah, I'm keen to go to the pub and then we can pass the bill around the table this time.
Yeah. What? Sorry, we will move on from Bailey's. Bailey's orange truffle Irish.
Oh, yeah. Done. So what we need to do is buy one bottle of each and then have a tasting session in an in-person version of the podcast. That's my suggestion.
Could we do the Fabulous Pub podcast, Drunk Women Solving Crime, Grown Men Drinking Baileys?
Yeah. Are we calling Helen a grown man?
No, she's not going to drink the Baileys, is she?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm happy to be a grown man, not drinking Baileys.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And a vegan looking on.
Okay, so we've done Pina Colada Baileys. Are we happy that we've ticked that off, yeah?
Tick.
I'm genuinely going to have a Baileys tonight to celebrate the conversation about, but to celebrate the fact we've talked about Baileys, I'm going to have a Baileys tonight. Confirmed.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have one as well. Because actually, this is what happens with me. I open a bottle of Baileys. I was going to say, how long does a bottle of Baileys last?
Well, depressingly not that long. Oh, and now, what is a serving of Baileys? How many inches of Baileys constitutes
a serving?
It's just
a whole glass. I just have a milkshake. I wouldn't worry about it. It's not like a spirit, is it? It's like a lovely milkshake.
It's an alcoholic pudding.
Yeah, I'd say I drink most, like a decent proportion of a whiskey tumbler.
Do you know what happened there? You said we're going to stop talking about Baileys and continue to talk about Baileys.
Yeah, understandable. Let's move on. Okay, next.
On
Thursday, I've written vaccine donuts at midnight.
Yeah. Ooh.
I don't know what that means anymore. Vaccine
donuts. Did they give away free donuts when people want to buy their vaccines?
Oh, I do remember this. Right, I'm going to pull up the details now from Instagram. So my friend Ronnie that lives in New York got her second vaccine.
Excellent.
Oh, yay.
On, must have been Thursday, because she was telling me about this. And she put a picture on her Instagram of her eating a Krispy Kreme, and it said, free donut with vaccine or something.
Yes.
What?
Right? No. Yes. Now, you are both surprised and impressed by that. I'm about to make you lose your shit.
What?
So Krispy Kreme are giving a free donut out to everyone that gets the vaccine in America, right? And actually, I need to qualify, this might not be America, someone will correct me. It might just be like New York State or something.
Sure.
I don't know. But it's definitely true in New York. Here's the thing, guys. When I say they're giving a free donut to everyone that gets the vaccine, if you can prove you've had the vaccine, you get a free donut every day in 2021.
What?
For the rest of the year.
What?
It's not just the day you get your vaccine. You can show your vaccine card any day and get one per day. Vaccine donuts.
Wow. But also, the obesity crisis that's dawning.
We cured COVID, but...
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get killed by the virus, but unfortunately, wow.
Do you know what? I'm thrilled about this because my childhood was being on the ground floor of the Bullring and they had this Krispy Kreme stall and there was this big red sign and if the light went on, free donuts. So we'd just stand there and then it would be whole afternoons. I think they must just be so cheap to make those original glaze donuts that they just... And I bet there's something about the admin of how do you work out if someone's already had their... free donuts, they might as well just do it for the year. Do you know what I mean?
I've just got a sudden rush of wanting to go to a shopping centre and smell the what is it that always they give that gives off the amazing smell, the pretzels. Is it the pretzels thing?
Pretzels, yeah, in the Westfield. Yeah, that's exactly what
you mean. Cinnamony goodness.
Right, there you go. There's vaccine donuts ticked off anyway. Isn't that wonderful?
That's great.
I'm really shocked with what to do with that information. Because is it because because the take up for the vaccine isn't good enough, and they're trying to sort of bring people over?
Presumably, they're just trying to
incentivize.
Incentivize the vax. But madness.
But imagine being an anti-vaxxer whose mind is changed. I'm going to put down my QAnon conspiracy theories because I'm getting a free donut every day. It's a strange flip.
But it is the sort of ridiculously good deal that might make someone... Do you know what I mean? Yeah, one free donut on the day you get it, everyone's going to be like, well, no, I'm not going to bother with that. But if you're sort of saying free donuts for the year if you have this injection that you're on the fence about. I reckon that might work.
So if the Piers Corbynites and all those absolute alternative people who gather and do the anti-mask demos. By the sounds of things, what we're saying is if I went and stood by Trafalgar Square when they're gathering and I went, free Krispy Kremes for the rest of the year, their demonstration would fall apart.
It's worth a try, isn't
it's worth
it?
A try.
I'm a bit
lads.
Like that, though, with my principles. If someone offered me free donuts for a year, I think I'm on the Women's March or whatever, I'd be like, ah, screw women.
Look, the patriarchy are giving away donuts over there.
They're fine, those guys. Let them carry on. Men's rights.
Thursday, 22/19, Tom Price said slang.
Oh, yes. I discovered the word slang, right? The word slang. I've discovered this on Twitter, is actually a portmanteau. Is that the word? Is that the right word? When you know, the thing we always do.
Yep.
Is a portmanteau itself of shortened language.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm glad I put that on the WhatsApp. It's a good fact, that. Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
That is a really good fact.
Yeah. Slang.
Lovely. Oh, we've ticked that one off. That's good. Have you verified that, by the way, Tom? Because that is, did you learn that on Twitter?
Absolutely not verified, but I'll stick by it for the rest of my life. Yeah,
yeah, of course. Yeah, I was going to say. It's got that tiny, like, fizzy back of the mind thing of, like, is that just something someone said on Twitter? There's loads of those doing the round on TikTok. I'm on TikTok, guys. I'm so done with the kids.
Are you on TikTok now?
I don't post anything, but I do watch a lot of stuff on there because it is really good. Mm. I'd say it's the best of all the social medias now in terms of, like, a joyful experience, you know?
Really?
Because it's mostly just a very supportive environment, yeah.
That's nice.
That's
it's really nice.
A nice Twitter.
It is. It's really lovely. And it's really useful. And there's loads of people, like, there's proper corners of it. You know, in the way that Twitter, like you were saying earlier, like, dog Instagram is great. Like, dog TikTok is... absolutely peak.
And isn't it? It's quite hard to make the videos, isn't it? Because they look amazing. Some of the production values on the videos are insane.
One of the main reasons I don't post anything, because I think sometimes about just posting some little musical bits, and I think I can't be arsed making it as good as the 17-year-old boys in their bedroom or girls in their bedroom are making these videos, like proper high-end stuff. And I'd just be like, they're sticking an iPhone on a wonky tripod and they'd be like, oh, who's this boomer?
Why is he a boomer? Because his mic boom's just in shot.
Wait, is that not what boomer means? Right, what else have we got? Oh, do you know what? I wonder if the agenda's running out.
Oh, right.
Oh, no. Audition voice. Today, 12:59, Helen Monks. Just a minute before we started recording.
I'm dining out on this, really. So if you also listen to Bitchin', I'll be talking about this today. But okay. I had a voiceover audition and I accidentally joined on the wrong frequency. Can I do a demonstration of what I sounded like?
Oh, yeah, have you got the clip?
No, I just need to change my mic settings.
Oh, wow.
Hello? Are you still there, Dave?
I'm still there,
Fine. I was just a bit scared then.
Yeah, I've just been left outside alone.
By myself.
Helen's adjusting her mic settings. She dialed in on the wrong sample rate or something?
When she says frequency, is it actually a frequency only dogs can hear, to quote Friends? Because I
can't
hear anything. So luckily, the casting couch was full of dogs, so I've got the role. we can't hear you at all now, Helen Monks.
I don't know if you can still hear us or not. I'd say this is okay as content goes.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of ending the podcast, which we're going to have to do shortly, this is up there with a man weeing.
Yeah. I got a lot of mixed feedback on that from last week, if I'm honest.
Well, I got a lot of positive feedback, actually.
Yeah, a lot of positive, actually. People basically, the gist was that I've sort of lost the moral high ground of poo-pooing the brown note, as it were.
So to speak. Loathing the brand note. In fact, someone tweeted how much you clearly genuinely hate the brand note. Make no mistake, any emotions expressed on this podcast are genuine. There is never any leveraging things for the sake of entertainment, as you can well tell.
Now, do you think we've lost Helen Monks completely?
Completely lost Helen Monks. Yeah. In which case, Dave, fuck it. The Renault Zoe. One of the finest. Okay, no, nothing. Oh, no, she's back. Here we go.
I'm back, but I can't get it working, so you're just never going to know.
Now you're on a different mic, Helen.
Now you sound worse now, yeah.
You've gone medium wave, Monks.
This is a disaster. Okay, 1 second. Here we are.
I love it when stories go wrong.
Hello?
Yes.
I think we've got you on a weird thing now. Go on, speak.
It's just sort of like we're being haunted by Helen now.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
You're coming through. Who would you like to speak to?
Can you hear? Do I sound like I'm on a weird frequency?
Yeah, you sound like a chipmunk.
You've gone higher.
Yay! Yay! So this is what I did the audition in. But also, what I'd done was I'd previously set up my microphone because my audition was right after a business meeting. And I'd done the whole business meeting on this setting.
You sound like a child!
And no one had said anything or alerted me, or maybe they just thought this was my voice. So yeah, pretty horrendous.
Wow, it's also glitching as well, just to add that into the mix. That is amazing.
It was not worth it, was it?
I enjoyed that, though. In the edit, it'll sound really fun, like you just quickly switched over and we didn't sit here for 20 minutes to do it.
Dave, I'm going to totally leave in all the awkwardness. Often the best bit. So hang on, so you had a voiceover audition. What did you have to... Did they tell you? Did they say, listen, you sound like a child? Or did they just say, okay, thanks for coming, bye?
No, in the audition, they did tell me that I sounded like a child.
Right.
But it was more in the previous meeting that no one had...
No one told you.
Yeah. But they did.
They just handed you some crayons and paper.
My mic is now messed up, isn't it? Can you hear how bad this sounds?
Yeah, it's rubbish. You've got medium wave, but we're nearly finished now, to be honest. So it doesn't really, you know.
I've ruined the whole episode.
No, listen, that's my job, Helen. Okay, AOB team, AOB. Before we leave our lovely audience once more.
No, I think, have we done the WhatsApp agenda? I've come off it now. Sorry, guys. Has anyone got it up? Yeah. Have we finished it?
Oh, no, your award.
Oh, we forgot about the award.
Oh, the award.
Oh, that's good of you to bring that up, Helen.
We won an award on Friday, didn't we, Tom?
We really did. I mean, and to be honest, I really shouldn't take too much credit here. This is very much Dave's award and Dan Kiss's award. They wrote and made a sitcom for Radio Wales, and we won best long form scripted comedy.
Something. It's very BBC, the award, wasn't it?
Well, it was specifically the BBC Audio Awards. So instead of something like, say, the Golden Globes, which is every broadcaster visual. Output. This was just audio, just the BBC.
The BBC. Yeah.
But, you know, we still beat off some serious opposition, so.
Beat Tim Key there, didn't we? In your face, Key.
Yeah, I must admit, Dave, you've mentioned that a lot. Have you got something against Tim Key? Because you do talk about that a lot. You do bring that up a lot when we talk about this achievement.
The award. Mm. Yeah. No, it's just really the he's the most impressive person that we beat, so it's good to sort of...
no offence to Angus Deaton.
Angus Deaton was in it, wasn't he? I think Angus Deaton was just acting, wasn't he? I think, I don't know, I can't really remember.
Anyway, the crucial thing is that we put this thing together, and it's called The Musical Life Of, and it's really fucking good. Dave wrote the music and it's amazing. Dan wrote the script and it's brilliant. I directed it and that was outstanding. The cast are fucking off the charts brilliant. And crucially, the most important factor of all this is that we did it for Radio Wales, which is literally half the budget of everyone else. So that is the thing that gives me most pride, is that we managed to do that. Yeah, well done, everyone. Well done.
Well
did we
done.
Ever spend on the budget? Yes, we
did. We may well have.
We win the award for least efficient use of a budget, but never mind.
Yeah,
absolutely worth it. So there's a Crystal Award coming in the post, apparently, Tom.
Oh my God, is it really? How many are there? Just the one?
Just the one, I believe, yeah.
Well, you and Dan should share that, definitely.
Yeah, that'll be an easy custody share between here and Cardiff, won't it?
Very nice. Very,
very
nice.
Easily well done. But here's the crucial thing. I absolutely smashed the virtual award ceremony because I had to do the speech on the, you know, the sort of acceptance speech where they cross to you.
So awkward. Those can go so wrong.
Oh, it was so eggy. And the thing you don't even realise is from my end, it was so bizarre because they send you this warning going, right, your screen's going to go blank for 5 seconds now while we upgrade you so you can be on the Zoom.
Right.
But the problem is the screen goes blank at the time when the presenter's asking you a question.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like the 5 seconds before you're on, you don't see anything that happened. So all I heard was like, and we'll have a, you know, and now let's cross to the writer of...
Oh, God.
And then it was just like,
oh, wow.
Right, Dave? And I was like, what a funny story. You know, it's proper like, oh God, I don't know what's just been said. And that really throws your brain off, you know?
Well, it had real Eurovision energy. It was excellent.
Yeah, exactly. But what I was thrilled with was the way I managed to adhere to the dress code whilst also basically sitting in my pyjamas. Because I just got a sequin jacket that I own. And obviously, it's top half only in a virtual award ceremony. It's fine. So I was literally sitting in my black joggers and black pajama top for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then 10 seconds before they crossed to me, I just put this blazer on with sequins on, and it made it look like I'd properly gone all out. I think I was probably the most overdressed person there, and then as soon as I did it, I took it off and I was back in my pyjamas.
Well, also, the best thing about it was, Dave, is that we were of a four-hour ceremony, our award was literally the first one up, so we didn't have to watch the rest of the fucking thing. Oh, thank God. Absolute binge fire. Yeah. No way.
They need to see Sir Tom Stoppard get any awards, do we? Yeah, we got ours. Get out of here.
Whatevs. No, it was amazing. You did very well with that speech. It was first up, man. It was that could have gone badly wrong. That could have set a very bad precedent if it just cut to you going, what the fuck is happening?
I know, right? In retrospect, yeah, it went about as well as it could have done.
Oh,
even
it really
at the time,
did. It really
I felt
did.
Like I was just being ambushed by Zoom and being broadcast to the world. Never mind, eh? No. So there you go. Anyway, the last thing on the agenda I just realised is I put lemon juice on it. I just bought loads of lemon and lime juice. So it's not a great story, but the very short version is, I can't remember if I even mentioned this on the podcast before. How many fucking limes does it take to like get a bit of lime juice? Loads, right? Have you tried doing this recently?
No. You have to give it a little rub before you squeeze it. You have to give it a gentle sort of...
But what I'm talking about is quantity. So I've been making, like Gareth and I were making cocktails last weekend, and the amount of limes, the number of limes I needed to make just enough lime juice for one cocktail was like, I was squeezing like five limes. Because you can't get that much juice out of a lime. Right. Anyway, turns out what bars do, they have these big foil pouches of freshly squeezed lime juice. So I've now got industrial quantities of lime juice because I drunkenly ordered some. So if you need any lemon or lime juice, come see me.
Amazing. Yes, if you want to put some lovely highlights in your hair for when the sun comes out, Dave is your man.
Big I'm the man.
All right, AOB then, team.
That's all my AOB done.
Nay-O-B for me.
Thanks for coming. All the best. Kind regards. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name.
Let it go, guys. It's never going to happen.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.